有很多很多的声音。
There are many voices in the book of Revelation.
我们特别选择了神说话的声音。
And we have particularly chosen the voice from God.
而且特别选择是从天上来的声音。
And we have chosen the voices that comes from heaven.
所以传道的题目就定了这个叫做从天上来的声音。
So I have set this as the voices from heaven.
从第一次声音到今天第十次声音。
From the first voice until today, the 10th.
那是启示录当中最后的从天上来的声音是最后的。
And this is the last of the voices from heaven in Revelation.
我们靠着圣灵帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们进入里面去分享去明白。
We shall delve into the book of Revelation and try to understand.
请看启示录的十九章。
Let us read Revelation chapter 19.
我们读一节到六节。
We read verses 1-6.
读的时候请注意，这里一共有五次哈利路亚颂。
As we read, please take note that there are altogether 5 instances where Hallelujah is mentioned.
就是一次又一次，一次又一次，重复又重复。
So Hallelujah is being repeated again and again.
当我们发现到每一次的颂赞的内容都有不一样。
And we notice that every time the content of the praises are all different.
来一起读圣经。
Let us read the Bible together.
三，此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说：哈利路亚，救恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神，他的判断是真实公义的，因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并且向淫妇讨流不人血的罪给他们伸冤，又说：哈利路亚，烧淫妇的冤往上冒，直到永永远远。那二十四位长老以是活物就俯伏敬拜坐宝座的神，说：阿们，哈利路亚。有声音从宝座出来说：神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说：哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。阿们。有没有发现到有五次的哈利路亚？
Have you noticed there are 5 times Hallelujah was mentioned here?
也许你算到的是四次。
Perhaps you have counted only 4.
当我们进入里面去看的时候，去分解的时候，你才发现到一共有五次。
But as we delve into it, then you will realize that there are actually 5.
而且其中一次是神自己讲的。
And one of them,
神自己讲哈利路亚。
One of them was actually spoken by God Himself.
那这里的重点全部前后整个内容都是赞美神。
So the main point here and all the contents here talk about praising God.
哈利路亚，你看中文小字哦，那就是原文的意思。哈利路亚就是要你们要赞美神。
Hallelujah.
要赞美神。
Hallelujah in the original means you must praise God.
所以这个时候呢，这个世界已经没有了，已经消失了。
At that time, the world has ceased.
整个宇宙天地都已经不存在了。
The heaven and earth no longer exist.
一切的痛苦、悲伤、死亡、罪恶、污秽，全部都消失了。
All suffering, death, and sins have disappeared.
所以留下的是什么呢？
What remains then?
留下的当然只有永永远远的赞美，不断的赞美。不断的圣洁，不断的高兴，不断的荣耀。
So what remains is eternal joy and glory and eternal praises.
这是这段圣经的真正的真理。
And this is the truth in this passage of the Bible.
所以我们的题目叫做永远的赞美。
And that is why our sub theme is eternal praise.
如果有悲伤，很难再赞美；如果有罪恶，更加赞美不起来。
If there is suffering and sin, then we will not be able to praise.
如果有死亡，也让我们赞美不起。
If there is death, then we will not be able to praise.
但这一切都消失了。
But all these will cease.
留下的存照永永远的就是哈利路亚，不断的哈利路亚。
And what is left behind, and that will be eternal, is the praise of God.
所以我们很简单的题目叫做永远的赞美。
So our sub-theme is eternal praise.
虽然很简单的题目，但却是永永远远、真真实实的。
But it, although it is very simple, yet it is for eternal and it is.
那小题目叫做哈利路亚颂，因为不断的哈利路亚，不断的颂赞哈利路亚。
And this eternal praise is the song of hallelujah.
好，我们靠着圣灵帮助进入它。五段哈利路亚的内容。
Relying on the Holy Spirit, let us delve into these five sections of
hallelujah. 我们先看第一节。
We read verse 1.
这里说此后是指什么时候呢？
Here it says after these things. And what are these things?
就是指18章魔鬼国度这个巴比伦世界被神彻底的毁灭掉了。
In chapter 18, this Babylon was destroyed by God.
到18章21节说，一位天使，巴黎的天使举起一块石头，把这个石头扔在海里面，大巴比伦城，这个魔鬼国度，这个世界就好像大石头沉在海底里面。
Verse 21 tells us that a mighty angel took up this stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea. So this world is likened unto the great city of Babylon where it was thrown down.
所以第21节说，巴比伦这个世界绝不能再看见它了，看不到它了。
So verse 21 tells us that this great city of Babylon shall not be found anymore.
22节说，弹琴作乐的、唱歌跳舞的，全部都不能再听见这些声音了。
And verse 22 tells us that the sound of harpies, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard anymore.
各种的艺术、各种的手艺、各种的专业、各种的美妙的世界的事啊。都已经没有，不能够再有了，也听不到了。
So the craftsman or any craft was also not heard anymore.
所有的灯光、新郎新妇的声音，那些欢乐庆祝、喝酒欢乐的场面已经不存在了。
So the light of the lamp or the voice of bridegroom and bride was also not to be heard anymore.
这个就是十九章第一节此后的背景。这些事过后，这些事被审判过后。这些事被神消灭过后，过后就有了这个哈利路亚颂。
So in chapter 19, after these things, refer to after these things that has been destroyed by God.
好，那我再看第一节。
Verse 1, chapter 19.
当神审判巴比伦这个罪恶的时候，神在审判这个巴比伦的这个世界的时候，天上就响起了赞美的声音。
After God judged the great city of Babylon, then there was this great praises from heaven.
这个声音是什么时候，赞美的声音什么时候响起来的呢？
When was this hallelujah praise sounded?
这第一节说此后啊，这个世界被审判过后啊，是被神正在审判他的时候啊，神要审判他的时候啊，就开始响起赞美的声音了。
Chapter 19, verse 1. After these things, that means after the judgment of Babylon, these things, there will be hallelujah praises.
好，那再来我们看到第一节，这个约翰说，我听见。
Verse 1, Elder John said he heard.
那他到底听见什么呢？
What did he hear?
他听见群众在天上大声地说哈利路亚。
He heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying hallelujah.
传道在解释这个永远的赞美在什么时候响起，什么时候开始赞美。
I would like to explain again, when does this eternal praise begin?
那谁在赞美，谁在讲哈利路亚呢？
Who was praising and who was saying this hallelujah?
第一，这里说群众，群众就是很多很多的人。不是很少，是很多。
Firstly, it says here, great multitude. It is not a small number.
那这些群众，那肯定是得救的圣徒啊，圣徒。
And this great multitude refers to those who are the saints who will be saved.
请注意，这个时候呢，这些圣徒，这些众圣徒群众呢，已经得救了，已经现在已经在天上了。
So please take note that this great multitude, they are the saved ones, and they were already in heaven at that time.
不是在地上教会里面在赞美神、颂赞神的，已经不是了，知道吗？
It is not a praising God in the church on earth.
接下去这里说，这些群众在哪里呢？这些群众就在天上大声说啊，就在天上呀。
So verse 1 tells us that this great multitude were praising God in heaven.
本来我们是在地上等候主耶稣来的。
We were supposed to wait for God on this earth.
现在这些得救的圣徒啊，都已经被主接到天上去了，在天上颂赞神了。
And now these believers who are to be saved will be received, will have been received by God to heaven.
所以这里说群众在天上大声说，不是在地上了。
That is why here it says that the great multitude were praising God in heaven.
那为什么说好像群众呢？为什么不直接说得救圣徒呢？好像群众呢？
Why is it mentioned that it is as though it is a loud voice of a great multitude?
那要怎么来解释这个好像？
How do we explain this?
原来，因为我们那些现在已经在天上的圣徒，他们已经不是属肉体的信徒了，不是了。
Those who have believed and those who have been saved in heaven, they are no longer in the flesh.
他们也不再是属肉体的生命了，已经不是了。
They no longer have this fleshly life.
他们是已经从肉体转变成为灵体的属灵人啊，天国人啊。
They have been transformed from this earthly body of theirs into a spiritual body.
关于这个转变改变改变或者转变保罗在哥林多前书十五章里面有很清楚的讲解。
And talking about this transformation of the body, Paul told us very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那传道要讲的就是，这里所听见群众在天上的赞美呢，在天上的哈利路亚已经在天上了，地上已经没有真耶稣教会了，没有信徒在地上。这个地上已经正在被神审判。
What I would like to stress is that this great multitude is these believers who have been saved are already in heaven. There is no more church on this earth.
这第一段的哈利路亚是正在审判中，还没有审判完的正在气晚灾，正在不断的降下来。
So this is an ongoing judgment where the seventh bowl was continued to be poured.
那我们都已经被接到天上去，因为我们不用受神愤怒的气晚灾。因为神的愤怒不是给我们的，我讲了很多次。
We have been received, and those who have been saved have been received to heaven because the seven bowls of the wrath of God is not for us.
所以这里讲的在天上的颂赞已经在天上被寄到天上去了。So, 那是在提摩太前书四章说，我们跟耶稣被寄到天上去，耶稣带着众天使来迎接我们，已经在天上了的。
So it tells us that we are already being received by God as is recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
所以这里说好像群众其实不是了，因为我们已经属灵了，成为灵体了。
So here it says it's as though, but actually we are already in the spiritual self.
可是你没有留心看呢，没有注意呢，就还以为还是地上的人，其实是改变了的身体。
Actually, they have been transformed from an earthly body to the spiritual one.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们读五十节。
We read verse 50.
五十四节到五十四节。
50 to 54.
这就是一个升天前的一个奇妙的改变。
This is a very miraculous transformation before our ascension to heaven.
这个是圣灵的大权能大改变。
And this is the almighty work of the Holy Spirit.
来，一二三，弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时、眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的。这必朽坏的，即变成不朽坏的；那这必死的，即变成不死的。那时，经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。所以到十九章，我们看到天上颂赞的时候呢，我们已经被改变了，已经在天上了。 所以叫做好像群众的意思。So
by Revelation chapter 19, we would have been transformed from our flesh and blood into this incorruptible self.
好，那我们开始进入第一段的哈利路亚颂，第一次，第一段。
We shall now talk about the first time Hallelujah was sung.
那么首先呢？ 这哈利路亚的内容呢，首先先颂赞神的独有的三样，颂赞神独有的三样荣耀。There
were three praises of the attributes of God here.
那神哪三样是独有的呢？哪三样呢？
What are the three attributes of God?
请注意，第一个就是救恩。The
first one is salvation.
再来就是荣耀。
Second one, glory.
第三个就是全能。
The third one is honor.
这三样呢， 神独有的三样呢， 都属乎我们的神，都是神独有的。
And all these attributes are only, our God has this.
怎么样讲呢？
How do you say so?
第一，
First,
救恩是属神独有的。
Salvation only belongs to God.
因为世上包括宇宙， 除了神独有的十字架救恩， 再没有其他的救恩，也没有其他的方法。
So apart from God's salvation, there is no other method whereby we can be saved.
也有很多教主说他要救人，也很多人拜其他的宗教，说他们的神可以救他们。这里说没有了，救恩是只有一个，唯独神有。Many
religion or denominations will say, will claim that they have salvation and they can save.
因为再没有其他的神来钉十字架呀。
Because there is no other God who has been nailed on the cross for us.
也没有人用这种方法来救人啊，救赎的呀。
And there is no other person who would use this method.
所以世上宇宙除了神独有的救恩，再没有其他的救恩，再没有其他的方法。
So apart from the salvation of God in heaven and on earth, there is no other method.
那么这个救恩显明神救赎的大智慧。
And this salvation of God manifests the great wisdom of God.
就是用死来胜过死亡。
He used his own death to overcome.
用生命来还回生命。
He used his own life to in exchange for our lives.
同时，这个救赎呢，也显明了神是爱。
At the same time, it is to manifest the love of God.
而且这个爱呢，是真正的爱。
And it is a true love.
是公平公义的爱。
It is a just love.
是没有条件的。
It is unconditional.
然后呢，这个爱是永恒的爱。
And this love is eternal.
因为它是不改变的。
Because God will not change.
所以说，这个救恩呢，是属神独有的，唯有神才有的救恩，其他的没有的。
So this salvation is only belonging to God because only God has this.
那第二个独有就是。 荣耀是属神独有的。The
second one is this glory is only ascribed to God.
知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为所有被造之物都不配有这个荣耀，这种的荣耀。
Because all the created beings of God are not worthy of this glory.
所以这个荣耀是神独有的，只有神有的，别人没有的，其他的被造之物是没有的。So
the other creatures in the world do not have this glory except God.
但是我们世人却常常抢夺神的荣耀。But
the people of the world often rob this glory from God.
也不将荣耀归给真神。And
we do not give glory to God.
这就是世人的恶，也就是世人的罪。
And this is also the evilness of man and also the sin.
所以包括我们信徒哦，你要注意哦，不要抢夺神的荣耀。So
believers, we must never rob the glory of God.
那是神的荣耀来的，我们不可以占有的。If
it is the glory of God, then we cannot have it.
那可是我们知道，神曾经把他的荣耀跟他圣洁的形象赐给我们。
But we know that God has already given this glory and His image to us.
当他造人的时候，就是用他的形象，用他的荣耀、圣洁来造我们的呀。所以，我们人也有了神的荣耀形象的。When
God created man, He created us in His own image and glory.
这本来是神独有的。This
is something that only.
可是他却把他的荣耀分享给我们，赐给我们。
But He has shared this glory with us.
看我们泥土做的人，却得到这么大的荣耀。 但是我们不会珍惜。
Although we are made with dust, but we do not know how to cherish.
我们还要抢夺神的荣耀。
And on the other hand, we want to rob.
亚当要自己做神啊，听魔鬼的话，要做神，要变成神啊，你吃了变好像神啊。要抢夺神的荣耀。
Adam wanted to rob the glory of God when he heard, when he took the advice of the devil.
结果不单只做不了神，还失去了神本来给我们的荣耀，也失去了本来有的荣耀，也失去了。
As a result, he couldn't get the glory of God, but he lost the glory of God.
所以圣经说，神把我们每个人牵在罪里面，都算在罪里面，你知道是为什么吗？
So, do you know why we are in the bondage of sin?
为什么把我们都好牵在罪里面？什么罪呢？到底我们得罪神，得罪什么呢
？So, how have we erred? How have we sinned against God?
我们来看这个圣经的答案。
We see the answer from the Bible.
请看罗马书三章。
Romans chapter 3,
23节。
Verse 23.
请注意，为什么说我们世人都犯罪？为什么犯什么罪
？Why is it mentioned here that all of us have sinned?
来。罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans 3:23。
一二三，因为世人都犯了罪，什么罪？亏欠了神的荣耀，看到吗？什么罪？有些人没有杀人放火啊，有些人也不拜偶像的呀。那到底他犯什么罪呢
？What are the sins that man has committed? They have not committed murder.
除了那些道德罪了，除了那些道德罪。
Perhaps due to some moral sin.
最重要的是，每个人都亏欠了神的荣耀啊。
The more important one is that they have fallen short of the glory of God.
本来我们人身上有神的荣耀的，我们缺少了，我们失去了，那就亏欠神了。
Originally we have the glory of God, but now we have lost it.
神已经给了我们荣耀的，但被我们失去了。
God has given us this glory, but we have lost it.
人失去了神的荣耀的时候，哦，那么啊，人啊，神在我们身上看不到他的荣耀，人就亏欠了神了。
When we sin against God, God cannot see this glory in us anymore.
好，那第三个独有的是什么呢
？What is the third?
这里说，全能是属神独有的。
Here it tells us that it is honor and power.
因为唯独神是无所不能的，唯有神才是无所不能的。
Because only our God is Almighty.
若被造之物也有这个全能，有这个权柄，那他也变成无所不能了。
If these created beings of God has this power, then he is also Almighty.
那如果他也是成了无所不能啊，那他就可以跟神平起平坐了。
So if man is also an almighty being, then we are already equal.
所以这个权柄是神独有的，其他的人没有的，其他被造也没有的。如果有，他就可以跟神平起平坐了，平等了。
So this honor and power is only ascribed to God because only God is powerful and almighty.
所以我一直在解释全能为什么说是神独有的。So, 我一直在解释这个问题。
I keep explaining what is the meaning of this power only belongs to God.
我们以前那个离开真理的那个传道啊，他就写了魔鬼论，他就说，哦，魔鬼论的调调就是神，魔鬼有这个权柄，所以他可以跟神平起平坐。
In the past,
他的魔鬼论就是这样的调调啊，就是这样讲解的呀。
In the past, we have this preacher who said that the devil is self-existent and therefore he is at par with God.
所以再讲下去呢，魔鬼也是有全能权柄，这个无所不能，那就变成他也是神了喽。
So,
跟神平起平坐了，他也是神了。
So,
跟神平等了。
On that basis, then the devil would also have this salvation, glory, and honor and power.
这是亵渎神的事。
And this is actually blaspheming against the name of God.
而且是把从神至高、至圣、至荣的地位，把神拉下来。把魔鬼，把被造的魔鬼推上去，跟神一样。
It is actually to lower the power, the status of God, and also to heighten and exalting the power of the devil.
这个天上的赞美呢，第一段赞美就是先颂咏神独有的三件事，三件荣耀。
So the first hallelujah is to praise God for these three attributes of God.
第一个就是救恩是属神独有的。
The first one is salvation.
第二，荣耀是属神独有的。
Secondly, glory.
第三，全能也是属神独有的。
And thirdly, only our power.
啊，所以天上的赞美将一切荣耀颂赞归给真神。
So the multitude in heaven ascribe all this salvation glory and power to God.
这是圣经不断警告我们、不断提醒我们的事。
And this is something that the Bible continually advises and warns us and reminds us.
不可抢夺神的荣耀。
That we cannot rob the glory of God.
要将荣耀归给真神。
And on the other hand, we must give all glory to God.
所以这三样神独有的，所以这三样是神所独有的。
Therefore, these three are only God has these three.
好，我们再次将救恩、荣耀、全能全部归给我们在天上的真神主耶稣基督。阿门。
Once again, we give all glory, honor, and power and salvation only to God.
好，除了将三样独有的荣耀归给神以外。
Apart from these three things ascribing to God,
那接下来的赞美是什么呢
？What are the other praises?
接下来的赞美就是因神的判断是真实、是公义的，看到吗
？Can you see that because the judgments of God are true and righteous?
在第二节
，verse two。
哦，接下来的赞美的内容就是因为神的判断是真实的、是公义的。你要绝对的相信神的公义，相信神的判断。
And because the judgments of God are true and righteous, therefore we must believe in His judgment.
有许多信徒问传道，将来那些没有信耶稣的人，没有听到福音的人，那怎么办呢
？Some believers ask me, what happened to those who have not heard of the gospel?
而且他们都是好人，是行善的人，是善良的人，不是恶人，也不是做坏事的人。只因为没有信耶稣，因为没有听到真耶稣教义的福音。
And these people have not heard of the gospel of the true Jesus Church, therefore they have not come in contact with God.
他们的意思说，如果这样也下地，那不是不公平吗
？What they are trying to say is, if these people who are good and kind will also end up in hell, then wouldn't it be very unfair?
或者说，那些外教会的信徒、外教会的负责人，他们很爱主，他们很热心，他们到处传福音，那他们下地狱吗？常常都问这个问题的啦。
We have a lot of questions like what happens to those missionaries from other churches?
我现在什么都不用讲。
I do not have to say anything.
我们回到圣经。
We return to the Bible.
这里说，神相信神将来他的审判是真实的，是公义的，绝对真实，绝对公义，所以你放心咯。
So here it tells us.
你担心什么？你放心咯。
Here it tells us that the judgments of God are true and righteous, so we do not have to worry about that.
神一定给他们公平公义的呀。
God will give them just.
不用你来担忧的呀。
So we do not have to worry at all.
他们没有信耶稣，他们是好人，那神知道呀。
They have not believed in Jesus. They are good people. God knows.
啊，如果是不公平的、不真实的、不公义的。那么他的审判就不，他的判断就不正确了嘛。
If the judgment is not true and righteous or just, then God's judgment is not.
那你就相信神嘛，交给神。我绝对相信将来世界末日的审判，将来最后的那个末日审判是绝对公平公义的，不用去吵的，不用去担忧的。
We do not have to be worried, and we just entrust all this to God that He will give us a fair judgment.
如果你不信圣经所讲的，那你就认为神不真实咯，你就认为神不公义了，是吗
？If you do not believe in what the Bible says, then you will think, then you will have a tendency to think that God is not fair.
一切照真理、照得救福音、照真理来判断呢、啊、
？And this is what is according to the Bible, for God will judge according to His true and righteous.
你所说的好人，站在神来看，他真的是好人吗？
But if you
你的好怎么样好哦
？If you say someone is good and kind,、啊、on what basis is that?
你忘记了那个少年财主吗？多优秀啊，多美，多么有美好灵性！我从小就遵守了这十条诫命，从小就遵守。
Have you forgotten about the rich young ruler who has kept the words of God from his youth?
又这么年轻，又这么有钱，又这么能干，又这么聪明，又这么善良，所以说你还缺少一样。你还缺少一样，还不完全。
He looks as from the external, externally, he looks as though he was kind and young and very good. But Jesus said, "You have lacked one thing."
而且刚才我们看的圣经，我们亏欠了神的荣耀呀。你不信神，你不接受神，你没有神的荣耀，你怎么样说？你怎么样跟神要求哦？要求进天国？
We have read.
你都欠神的荣耀。
We have read in the verse that we have fallen short of the glory of God. Therefore, we are indebted to God.
反正，如果他真的没有听过福音，那神是公义的，你相信。
So if
神是公义，是真实的，你放心。
If truly they have not heard of the gospel of the true church and have not come to the knowledge of God yet, then God will give them a fair judgment.
不要替神审判哦。
Therefore, let us not judge on behalf of God.
那跟坐呢？除了神的判断是公义是真实，那还有什么呢？
So apart from these true and righteous judgments of God,
请继续看这个第二节，19章第二节。
Chapter 19, verse 2.
神要用他的真实，以他的公义，要判断那败坏世界的大淫妇。神要败坏他，要审判他。
So God wants to judge this great harlot who has corrupted the earth.
并且还要向这个大淫妇追讨流神仆人血的罪，追讨他流人血的罪。
And God wants to avenge on her the blood of his servants.
简单说，神要替我们伸冤呐。
So in simple words, God will avenge.
除了他的淫乱，神要审判他。他败坏这个世界，搞到这个世界这么污秽，神要审判他。还有一个罪，就是神要替我们报仇。
So,
因为他杀了很多神的忠心的仆人。
So God will judge this great harlot for corrupting the earth and with this fornication. And apart from that, God will also judge her based on the blood that has been shed.
所以第二节说，神要向这个淫妇讨流仆人血的罪，要给我们伸冤，有没有？神要替我们伸冤。
Therefore, verse 2 tells us that God will also avenge on our behalf.
所以我们受的苦。 我们受的冤屈，我们各种受觉得不公平的事，神会全部替我们要回来，还回给我们。
Therefore, all the injustices that we have suffered, God will avenge.
所以你应该满意的咯。
Therefore, we should all be satisfied.
所以我们现在应该忍耐咯，不要呱呱吵，不要呱呱叫了。
Now we need to endure.
因为神一定会把这些还回给我们的，请你相信。
Because God will return all this to us.
我们是在这个世界这个淫妇的手下受苦的嘛，受冤枉的嘛。
We have suffered all this under the hands of this great harlot.
那神说他要替我们还回来呀，他替我们伸冤了，看到吗？
But God and Lord God said that He will avenge on her the blood of this.
这个是第一段哈利路亚的颂赞的内容。
And this is the first content of the Hallelujah.
那我顺便讲一下。
I'd like to mention this.
这个伸冤呢，是包括旧约的圣徒、旧约的先知、旧约那个为神受苦、被逼迫的圣信徒、新旧约的信徒，全部在这里。
So God will avenge on the harlot the blood of all the servants from the Old Testament until the New Testament.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
请看启示录18章的20节。
Let's read Revelation 18, verse 20.
答案在20节。
The answer is in verse 20.
1:3，天哪，众圣徒、众使徒、众先知啊，你们都要因他欢喜。为什么？因为神已经在他身上伸了你们的冤。前面是说神对付这个巴比伦，神对付这个淫妇。前面。
So in the at the front, it was mentioned that God will destroy this city of Babylon.
到20节就是讲众圣徒，那就是指我们现在的信徒咯。In
verse 20, it says that all the saints.
还有使徒时代的众使徒了，使徒教会咯。And
that includes all the holy apostles.
还有更早的众先知先知时代，那是旧约咯。And
the earlier prophets in the Old Testament.
从旧约到使徒教会，一直到我们现在，神说：“我替你们伸冤呐。”
From the Old Testament, the prophet, time of the prophet to the New Testament, holy apostles until today, God's revenge.
印证哦，这里的发生的事是我们已经在天上了。接下来神就是要审判，要对付那些恶人呐。So
it goes to show that everything here is in heaven.
我们跟旧约圣徒一起复活升天了。We
shall, be raised together with all the saints of the Old Testament.
我当时都没有发现到这么深入的真理。
And I have not discovered that earlier on.
我一直在看，就是没什么嘛，就是赞美神啊。
I was reading and I thought it is only a praising God.
圣灵带领进入里面才知道。
When the Holy Spirit guided me, I went into a
realization.
So all the Old Testament prophets and apostles are already
saved in heaven.
We go into the second content.
Second hallelujah.
It is in verse 3.
这里说, 哈利路亚, 烧淫妇的烟往上冒了, 这都永永远远了。
It says, hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever.
第二次 hallelujah 的内容只有一个, 很简单, 很清楚, 只有一个。
There is only one content in the first hallelujah.
就是说, 这个行淫败坏世界的大淫妇, 已经被神重重的审判了。
That is, the great harlot has been judged severely by God.
刚才第一个呢, 哦, 要审判他, 正在开始要审判他。
So we have read just now that it was at the beginning of this judgment.
现在是已经审判他了。
And now the judgment has been passed.
为什么知道他已经被神审判呢?
How do we know that this judgment has been passed?
第三节说, 因为烧他的冤啊, 已经往上冒了，已经知道永永远远了。
Because in verse 3 it tells us that the smoke has risen up forever.
烧淫妇的烟，那就是指地狱的火，地狱的永火，永永远远的火烧的，已经被丢下去了。
So it refers to this eternal fire, and this harlot has been thrown into this eternal fire.
这是第二次赞美的内容。
This is the content of the second hallelujah.
请注意。 那些与他行淫的世人，也跟他一起被丢到永火里面去，跟他一起死亡。
And those who have committed fornication together with this great harlot will also be thrown into the hell.
虽然这里没有写出来，但是其他的经节都说跟他行淫的都受他。
Although it's not written here, but in other parts of Revelation, it is written that those who committed harlotry and fornication with this great harlot will
also be killed. 我们讲18章第4节就好了。
We talk about this chapter 18, verse 4.
这里第九次从天上的声音说, 从天上有声音说，我的名啊, 你们要从那城里出来, 从巴比伦城出来, 从魔鬼国度出来。
And this is the ninth voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, let you share in her sins.
为什么要出来?
Why must we come out?
因为如果不出来,要受他所受的灾殃,要跟巴比伦城一起受神审判,你不出来,你一样被审判。
If we do not come out of her, then we will also share in her sins and in her plagues and her judgment.
所以我们到第十九章的时候,第十次声音的时候呢,已经被审判了。 So, 如果你在18章还不出来, 你听到的还不出来, 你不用出来了, 因为不需要出来。
If in chapter 18 we hear this voice of God and we do not come out of her, then it will be too late by the time we come to chapter 19.
因为到19章的时候都已经被烧了,已经丢到地狱里去了。
Chapter 19, the harlot and those who commit harlotry with her will be thrown into the lake of fire.
我们看到的是好像只有这个淫妇被丢到地狱, 原来18章说那些在城里面跟他一起的不出来的一样被神审判一样被丢的呀。
So here we read in chapter 19 as though the harlot is only the one who being thrown, but in chapter 18 we see that those who do not come out of her will also receive the same punishment.
第九次的呼声呢，不断的叫我们要离开这个罪恶的世界，我们的信徒为什么听不进去呢？
The ninth voice from heaven keep telling us that we must come out of this world.
那么传道们也一直这样的努力的在讲道上不断的警告提醒，甚至责备，为什么不听呢？
And the preacher constantly warn and remind members to come out of this wickedness.
说再不出来，你也不用出来了，因为你不需要出来了，已经被丢下去了，还出来干什么？不用了啦。
If you do not come out now, then it would be too late because you would have been thrown into the lake of fire.
那时你能够怪传道没有警告你，没有责备你，没有大声的，没有这样来拖你一把吗？拉你一把吗？
By then, would you blame the preacher for not giving you enough warning and advice?
第三次的哈利路亚,
the third hallelujah,
在第四节,
is in verse 4.
第四节说, 24位长老跟四活物俯伏敬拜神。
Here it tells us that the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God.
而且这个神正在坐在宝座的神, 坐在宝座上的神。
And at this point in time, our God is sitting on the throne.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
特别提出24位长老跟四活物是什么意思？正在敬拜神是什么意思？
What does this mean when these 24 elders and the four living creatures were worshiping God?
到这个时段呢，到这种情形呢，在神国里面哦，全部都是属灵的仆人，属灵的信徒，
so,
属灵的神的子。全部很属灵的。
All this refer to the spiritual children of God in heaven.
因为24位长老是代表神国里面属灵经验最丰富的仆人。
So, 20,
很多属灵经验。
24 elders refer to those who are very spiritually, they have many experiences.
这些经验都是他们、哦、努力得来的，为主耶稣、为福音、为服事主、信仰战争。种种的经验得来的，非常丰富。
They have attained all this through their service, to the Lord.
那四活物又是什么意思呢
？And what is this for living creatures?
我解释过了，四活物就是灵性最高超的的圣徒，灵性最高超的仆人。
I've explained before, these four living creatures refer to those who have spiritually nurtured themselves.
他们每一个人啊，每一个四活物就是像耶稣这样，耶稣就是四活物来的。
So,
请注意，耶稣就是四活物来的。
So Jesus is like these four living creatures, and they have all the attributes of God.
在教会里面，这个时候不是属灵经验很丰富，就是很像耶稣。
So if we have all these spiritual experiences, then we will be likened unto God.
那是整个教会都非常属灵，都非常完全，都非常的美丽，都非常圣洁了。
Then the entire church will be very beautiful, holy and pure.
啊，我们今天教会还没有到这种程度哦。
But our church has not attained to this yet.
我们亏欠神，还距离还很遥远。
We have yet to.
但在第三次的颂赞当中呢，就说出了预告了。教会到那个时候一定是完全的，里面的都是属灵经验很丰富的，里面的都是很像耶稣的。
But the third hallelujah tells us that, at this point in time, all these saints who are very pure and beautiful will be already worshiping God.
好，那我们现在大家一起努力喽。
Let us work hard and strive.
好，因为我们真教会呢，我们使徒教会呢。是从完全到不完全，使徒教会一开始就是很完全的，然后慢慢推，慢慢推，慢慢推，推到最后腐烂掉，最后整个教会消失，从完全到不完全，使徒教会。
The apostolic church grew from a perfect stage to imperfect.
那我们今天末世晚以圣灵建立的真耶稣教会，是从不完全，一开始就不是很完全的。从不完全不断的追求，直到完全。从不完全到完全，是今天真耶稣教会的追求的状况过程。
But the true Jesus Church will grow from imperfection to perfection.
啊，你看我们的真教会的历史，那三大工人，那几个工人，这吵，你看那个历史，你看到都难过悲伤啊。三个工人都很大问题，很大问题。你看这些都不想看了、啊。
When you look at the workers of the True Jesus Church, you'll find that all the three workers have a big problem.
我们现在总会那个小麦指数吗？不是有泵谁写的那个真教会历史啊？是外教会人写还是什么？你自己去看里面的记录，你看里面所讲的话，你不想看呐、啊？
There is a book written.
里面有真有假吧？啊，里面也有很多不对真理的、不符合真理的行为啊。
There is a book written, by other church believer.On our church, and it's in a little bit.
哪有一个是完全？哪里是有完全的开始？没有完全。
So our church started with imperfect.
那个真理也不是一下子就完全的，是不断的改进，不断的更进，不断的圣灵带领，不断的一直进入到真理里面，不断的一直的进入到完全的真理里面。
So
是这样来的。
The truth was also not perfect at that time, but gradually it became perfect.
所以我们正在完全的道路上不断的追求，不断的进步到今天。
So therefore,
还没有到最完全，还不断的在追求。
So therefore, we have not attained to that perfection yet. Therefore, we must strive very hard.
我为什么讲到这一段呢
？Why do I say?
因为在第三次哈利路亚的时候，这主耶稣启示我们，这时的教会是完美的。24位长老四活在敬拜神，在颂咏神，全部都是属灵高超的。
Here Jesus tells us that the, at the third hallelujah, all these saints would have been perfected.
好，我们进入到第四次的 hallelujah.
We come to the fourth hallelujah.
那是在第五节。
It's in verse 5.
请注意，这第四次说 hallelujah 的，不是群众说的哦，不是圣徒说的，知道吗？
Please take note, this fourth hallelujah was not spoken by multitude or by anyone.
也不是24位长老或是四佛物说的，也不是呢。
It was also not uttered by the 24 elders or the four living
creatures. 那第四次的 hallelujah 到底是谁在说呀？
Then who was the one who praised God?
我们自己注意看第五节。
We read verse 5.
谁说的 hallelujah? 谁说的？
Who is this voice?
有声音从宝座出来。这个声音，这个说哈利路亚的声音是从宝座中出来的。
So this voice that said hallelujah came from the throne.
那请问这个时候谁坐在宝座中呀？
So who is seated at the throne at that time?
那前面这里说第四节说神就坐在宝座中啊，神就在宝座中啊。
And verse 4 it tells us that God was sitting at the throne.
所以第四次的 hallelujah 是神自己说，神在说 hallelujah.
Therefore the fourth hallelujah was uttered by God himself.
但是你看不到 hallelujah.
But you cannot see the word hallelujah.
中文哦，这里直接翻译是说，神告诉我们，吩咐我们，我们要赞美神。神吩咐我们说，无论大小都要赞美神。
Both the Chinese and the English says, "Praise our God, all you servants."
那么 Hallelujah 就是要我们赞美神啊。Hallelujah 的意思就是要赞美神啊。
And the meaning of Hallelujah is actually praise our God.
所以这第四次是很特别的。
So this fourth Hallelujah is very special.
神叫我们要赞美神。
God wants us to praise Him.
那个原文呢？神讲的这句话原文呢？你们要赞美神这个字呢，有现在式的，现在还有。另一个意思叫做命令式的，现在式的，命令式的说话。
So this praise our God in verse 5 has this meaning of a continuous and a present one.
命令式就是要服从的，没有的好反驳的，没有的说 看你的选择，没有的。命令式就是要听从，要服从的。
As well as a command, and when it is a command, then you have to follow. It is not for you to choose.
然后是现在式，不是过去的啊！我以前赞美神啊，我以前常常感谢神，那是过去的。这里神说话的时候是现在。现在赞美神，不是过去在赞美神。
It is not a past tense, but it is a present tense, but it is a continuous present that we continue to praise God.
所以啊，神所有的众仆人，无论大小，包括无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。
So all young and old must praise God.
而且凡敬畏神的，敬畏他的人，一定会赞美神，因为他们敬畏神，尊荣神。
All those who fear God will also praise Him.
只有那些不敬畏神的、不怕神的、不尊重神的，他们不会赞美神。
It is only those who do not fear God or do not revere Him or honor Him will not praise Him.
会赞美神也是有口无心，嘴巴讲一讲，那不是真实的。
And if you just utter with your lips, then it is not pure.
所以这里说，谁在赞美神呢？
So who is praising God here?
凡敬畏他的，无论大小。这些赞美神都是敬畏神的，请问你是吗？
Those who fear him both small and great, are you one of them?
好，那我要特别提出一点。
I'd like to highlight this.
注意，当神叫我们要赞美他的时候呢？
When God asks us to praise him.
对不起，当神聆听到我们在赞美他的时候，我们在赞美他的时候。
When God hears us praising him.
就是24位长老跟四佛在赞美他的时候，还有群众在赞美他的时候。
When the 24 elders, four living creatures, and all the great multitude praise God.
从第五节我们看神的反应是怎样呢？
Then in verse 5, what is the reaction of God?
请注意第五节哦，原文是，当我们说哈利路亚的时候，第五节说，然后还有声音从宝座中出来，原文是有然后。
In Chinese and in English, there is this. Then a voice came from the throne.
啊，没有原文。你们英文有啊？有然后啊。
Then a voice.
那我们中文没有。你们英文好了。Then 就是因为我们在赞美神嘛。
Because、
因为我们在赞美神，然后神才有反应，神才说，你们要赞美神。
So because the 24 elders and the four living creatures were praising God, then a voice came from the throne saying,
这个意思是什么知道吗?
So what does this mean?
这个意思,这个 then 的意思,神认同了,肯定了我们对他的敬拜,我们对他的赞美,神同意,认同我。
So this then here refers to the acknowledgement of God that he agrees with us.
如果神不认同我们的赞美,他不会然后叫我们要赞美他,他就不会有这种反应。
If God does not acknowledge our praises, then there will not be a then, the voice came from the throne.
被神认同,被神肯定呢,这是在信仰上,在敬拜上是很重要很重要的一个环节啊。
To be acknowledged by God and to be approved by God is a very important part.
因为我们发现到主耶稣也讲过这篇道理，很多人在敬拜我，但是心却远离我。所以主耶稣说，拜我也是枉然，我不承认，我不需要，我不要他们这样的敬拜，神不要，神不认同。
Jesus has said before that if we just worship him with our lips, but our hearts are not with him, then it is vain.
像今天我们也是来祷告啊，我们也是来赞美神啊，我们也是来唱诗啊，我们又来感谢啊。但神认同吗？你这个机会，你这个敬拜，神同意吗？
Today we come to church to praise him and to thank him, but does God acknowledge our work for him?
如果神同意，神就会跟着我们所讲的内容赞美神，神就会配合咯。啊，你们要赞美神。这是应该的，这是我同意的，这是我高兴的，这是我的荣耀，那神就会同意了。
If God acknowledges and agrees, then he will go on, he will compliment us together to praise him.
但是根据主耶稣的讲道以及现在教会的一些情形，不是所有人的敬拜赞美神都同意，神都要啊，不是。
But going by the condition of the church today, there are many who are not acknowledged by God.
这是我们从第五节，我们在赞美过后，然后神配合，神说，神与我们一同说要赞美神，这样看到神的肯定，肯定我们的敬拜。
So from here we can see that if we truly honor Him, with our hearts, then God will also acknowledge us.
好，我们进入到第五次的哈利路亚。
We come to the fifth Hallelujah.
就是在第六节。
In verse 6.
这第五次的 Hallelujah 是一个超级合一的赞美，超级合一的赞美。
So this Hallelujah in the verse 6 is an overwhelmingly united sound.
我称它为三合一的三合一赞美的声音，三合一。
I call it the three in one.
Three in one. 你看到有 three in one 吗？看得到吗？
Can you see this?
好，我们来读第六节。
You read verse six.
一二三，我听见好像群众的声音，再来众水的声音，再来大雷的声音，有三种声音合在一起说哈利路亚，有三种。声音合在一起说哈利路亚。
So in verse 6 we can read that the voice of the great multitude, sound of many waters, and sound of mighty thunderings.
那个群众的声音是谁来的？知道吗？
And do you know what is this voice of the great multitude?
群众的声音就是那些得胜的圣徒呀。
So voice of great multitude refers to those who have
旧约的圣徒，跟新约的圣徒，跟我们末世的圣徒啊，在天上赞美神叫做群众呀。所有得救的圣徒的声音呢
？From the Old Testament to the New Testament to our present day, those who are being saved.
跟着众水的声音又是谁的声音呢
？What about the sound of many waters？
还记得吗
？Do you still remember？
我曾经讲过圣灵的声音，启示录十四章第二节。
I have mentioned the sound of the Holy Spirit, Revelation chapter 14, verse 2.
哦，那个声音像众水的声音，又像弹琴所弹的声音，又像打雷的声音，有没有？这些都是圣灵的声音来的。
And this voice from heaven, likened unto many waters, like the voice of loud thunder or the sound of harp playing, these are all the sound of the Holy Spirit.
单单众水的声音，传道就讲了不少的圣灵的见证，众水。
And just the sound of many waters, I have already borne many testimonies.
圣灵的声音有时像海浪的声音。
The sound of the Holy Spirit sometimes sounds.
有时像瀑布哦，瀑布的声音。
Or waterfalls.
有时像河流小河的河流在小溪的声音。
Or streams.
有时像 大雨的声音，有时候像小雨的声音
or a great rain。
所以很清楚众水的声音是在讲圣灵的声音、啊、
So it's very clear that the sound of many waters refers to the sound of the Holy Spirit。
再来第三种声音，大雷的声音又是谁的声音呢？
Then what about the sound of mighty thundering？
还记得传道讲吗？大气雷 所讲的不要写出来这篇题目吗？
Do you still remember the sound of the sound of this mighty thunder sound from heaven？
当我们提出诗篇二十九篇，那边很清楚说，大雷的声音就是神所发的声音，神在说话。
And we have read in Psalm 29, the sound of great thunder, God speaks。
这样我们就明白了什么叫做三合一啊，是哪种哪三个合一啊
？So now we can understand what is this three in one。
一个是圣徒赞美的声音。
First is the sound of great multitude of things。
再来是圣灵赞美的声音。
The sound of praises from the Holy Spirit。
还有神也在赞美的声音。
Oh, and the last one is God is also praising。
圣徒、圣灵跟真神三个合在一起，不断的颂扬哈利路亚，不断的赞美。
The praises from the saints, from the Holy Spirit, and from God, continuously praising God。
天上、地上所有的合而为一。
And everything, all creatures in heaven and on earth。Praising God.
信徒、圣灵、真神、耶稣基督全部合而为一，成为一。
And all the believers and the Holy Spirit and God, all of us.
你说这个第五次的哈利路亚，那个力量多大，那个情形多震撼。
So can you imagine how great this moment is?
你不要忘了，还有天使，千千万万天使的声音。
And let's not forget there is also the host of the angels.
那内容是什么呢？三合一的赞美内容是什么
？And what is the content of this？
因为我们的主、我们的神、我们的全能者做王了。
Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns。
这里很简单说，做王了，其实这是神最大的荣耀，一切都成功了。
So although it's very simple, God reigns as king。
因为现在没有人哈。有许多人不让神做神
，because today many people do not allow God to reign。
有许多人不让王做王
，they do not allow the king to reign。
有许多人不让主做主，他虽然是主，但不让他做主。
Many people do not allow the Lord to become the Lord。
今天哦，在这个时候呢，没有一个人反对神，没有一个人不再服从神。
But at this point in time, nobody else would object God。
没有一个人不再敬拜他，没有一个不再敬拜他。
No one else will not worship God。
这就是真正的王了，没有一个人反对了，也没有一个人不敢不听从他了。
So this is the true God reigning. Everyone will worship him.
因为那些反对的、那些不服从的、那些不相信的、那些违背神，全部都丢到地狱了。
Because
剩下的是全部尊神为王。
Because those who do not believe in God, those who rebel against Him, have all been thrown into the lake of fire.
虽然这里只有简单说全能者做王了，但是他要表达出来的是永永远远的圣洁，永永远远的以神为神，以神为王。
Although here is very simple, the Lord God omnipotent reigns, yet it carries a deeper meaning that throughout eternity, God will reign.
包括在我们真耶稣教会里面。
And that includes our true Jesus.
今天也有不少的人不以神为神了，不让神做神了，知道吗
？Today,
他自己要做神了，他更改神的律法，他说不用遵守的，他敢敢叫我们信徒说不用遵守，不用守安息日了，不用来教会，他敢敢这样教导，不用来教会的，在家里就可以了。
Today there are also many in the church who rebel and do not honor God.
今天在真教会，虽然口口声声称主为主，主啊主啊，可是不让主耶稣做主的。他自己才是主，自己做主。
So many people do not regard God as the king.
当然也不让主做王了。
And of course, they do not allow God to reign as king.
这是我们今天亏欠神的，也是让神很愤怒的、很悲伤又很愤怒的事。
And this is where we have fallen short of God, and this is where we have incurred the wrath of God.
但这一切都会过去啊，都会停止的。
But all this will cease.
所说的一切都是在天上的完美。
Because whatever happens here is the beauty in the kingdom of God.
所以，符合我们的题目，赞美是永远的赞美。
Therefore, our title is Eternal Praise.
那赞美的内容就是哈利路亚不断的颂咏，不断的颂咏真神。
And the content of this praise is the continuous song of Hallelujah.
啊，感谢主，那靠着圣灵帮助我们，从第一到第十的天上声音到这里结束。
We thank God for His wonderful guidance. We have concluded these 10 voices from heaven.
那因为下个月明年哦，下个月就是明年哦，我就要离开人脉教会，到别的教会去。
Next month, next year, I will pastor another church.
那网路上的讲道应该就是越来越少。
So the online summons will be decreasing in number.
我们这里听的人不多。
There are not many of us listening.
但是如果你上网看，很多人在听。荣耀真实，很多人在。
But there are many online listeners, so this is
也不是教会跟我放上去的，教会应该有考虑很多原因，也不放我的道理上去。应该他们考虑很多问题吧。
It's not posted by the church.
是别的信徒哈，听到了拿到了这个网络，他们上去的。他们一直上去把道理传扬出去。
It is individual believers who have the link, and they posted this links online.
所以感谢神愿神得荣耀，愿教会得造就。
So we thank God, and may God be glorified, and may the church be edified.
我们